Good morning, my friends. This is Missionary James Robinette with Mission East Africa, Uganda. Once again, by the gracious will of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, it is my blessing and joy, truly my privilege, to serve Him and to serve you in the teaching and preaching of the precious, life-giving Word of God. May the Lord bless you today, dear friend, as we meet with Jesus the Christ, the eternal Son of God, in the ministry of the Word of God. Today, once again, we're continuing in our verse-by-verse exposition in Ephesians chapter 6. Please turn with me there in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6. We'll soon begin in verse 10. My friends, our contact number is 0782-652-143. And you can learn more about our work at missionafricajk.blogspot.ug. That's missionafricajk.blogspot.ug. Praise the Lord. Let me ask you to remember to pray often for ABC Radio and for African Bible University. We thank God for this ministry, this blessed ministry, which is based upon the Word of God, the teaching of the truth of God to the students of ABU, and then also to those many people in the Kampala area who are listening to ABC Radio. Please remember them in prayer. Pray that God will mightily bless this gospel ministry and the precious Word of God that is preached through ABC Radio and through ABU. Praise the Lord. My friends, hear now the Word of God in Ephesians chapter 6, beginning in verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Praise God. May the Lord add His precious blessing to His precious word once again this Lord's Day morning. Dear friends, let us pray. Father, we thank You for the truth that we are receiving, and I pray that You will once again illumine the Word of God and that it will come as a light to the hearts of my hearers, and that You will lead them to quietly, in the depths of their hearts, consider these awesome truths, and that You would feed them and nourish them by the precious grace that comes through this living Word, and that through the truth You will bring spiritual life and vitality, yes, and strength to them. And I pray too, Lord, that You will have Your glory in this as You nourish Your people by the precious Word of God, and that You will bring such grace, such blessing, that they will be truly helped, strengthened, yes, and in a measure revived and made vitally alive in Christ. Strengthen them with Your mighty power in the depths of their inner man, O God. And strengthen me too as I come to preach and teach these glorious truths. And we ask it in the name of Jesus, and for the glory of God, and for the blessing and welfare of Your people, for their salvation's sake. It's in Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, my friends, you might remember that last Lord's Day, we talked about the truth that a believer stands in God's grace. He is called to stand against the schemings or the entrapment of the devil, against the deceptions and lies of the devil. He must hold to the truth, believe in the truth, obey the truth, and in doing so, he stands against the evil one. And we remember, too, that the Bible tells us clearly that we are to resist the devil and he will flee from us. That's the same thought, the same truth. As Christian soldiers, we stand against, we stand firm against the devil, his lies, his seductions, his temptations. And we do not turn to a course of sin. We withstand evil by which many men are slain. And we said that the unbelieving people are slain. They die in this spiritual battle in the sense that they do not receive the truth or the love of the truth, but they believe and love a lie and are destroyed in that. But the believer overcomes in this real spiritual warfare which is being waged for the souls of men. The believer prevails, and in this overcoming, he conquers. He survives the war. He has victory in the war. He attains to Christ's standard for him, a practically holy life, and he is glorified. Praise God. And today we want to continue to think about the glorious truth that the believer stands, that is, he overcomes. And I want to share the thoughts with you now by the great British preacher Charles Spurgeon in a piece entitled The Overcomer. It's based upon Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. To him that overcomes will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Here are the thoughts of Charles Spurgeon. No man may turn his back in the day of battle or refuse to go to the holy war. We must fight if we would reign, and we must carry on the warfare till we overcome every enemy, or else this promise is not for us, since it is only for him that overcomes. We are to overcome the false prophets who have come into the world and all the evils which accompany their teaching. We are to overcome our own faintness of heart and tendency to decline from our first love. Read the whole of the Spirit's word to the church at Ephesus. If by grace we win the day, as we shall if we truly follow our conquering leader, then we shall be admitted to the very center of the paradise of God and shall be permitted to pass by the cherub and his flaming sword and come to that guarded tree whereof, if a man eat, he shall live forever. We shall thus escape that endless death which is the doom of sin and gain that everlasting life which is the seal of innocence, the outgrowth of immortal principles of godlike holiness. Come, my heart, pluck up courage. To flee the conflict will be to lose the joys of the new and better Eden. To fight unto victory is to walk with God in paradise. Praise the Lord. I love the writings of Charles Spurgeon. And so we are encouraged in this, my friends, that we must overcome. We must continue in this spiritual battle until we overcome. That is, until we go to be with the Lord. And of course, as we see in Spurgeon's thoughts, this requires the commitment of faith. We must hold to our commitment, trusting in Jesus, walking with Jesus, obeying Jesus, and we will finally, completely, yes, and totally prevail over sin, death, misery, and hell. And I want to encourage you now with some verses from the Bible in which we find this remarkable word to overcome. Praise God. It's a Greek word which means to conquer, to overcome, to prevail, to get the victory. And so you can see in this word, in its very precise Greek meanings, the truth, the thought, that it is a military term. It is a word which connotes the truth of a military victory, getting the victory in a battle. Praise the Lord. And we remember that Jesus says in John 16:33, I have overcome the world. Praise the Lord. Jesus came and fought for us. He came and won us in victory. He released us from our captivity by his precious work of atoning for our sins. We were purchased by God. We were redeemed. We came out of captivity. We were released in this sense, and we came to life, and we came to God in his precious saving grace and love. Because Jesus Christ, our loving God and Savior, fought and won us. He conquered for us and rescued us and saved us from our sins. So that the Bible tells believers in Romans 12:21, for instance, that we must not be overcome by evil, but we must overcome evil by good, with good. And so the Lord overcame death and hell. Praise God, the perfect man, Jesus Christ, overcame death and hell, the evil one. And so we too must also overcome the evil one. Praise the Lord. Have victory and so live forever. I want to share some verses with you now from Revelation chapter 2, in which we find in several places this word overcome. And I'm sharing this with you because this is encouraging. It certainly encourages me when I see in the Word of God just what is involved in spiritual battle and in victory and, of course, in final victory. Here it is that Jesus is speaking to the churches in the first chapters of Revelation. And he says in Revelation 2 in verse 7, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." That was Spurgeon's text in the devotional thoughts that we read. Notice again simply that if we are able to hear, really a reference to spiritual ability to discern. If you can hear the Word of God, if you can hear the voice of God in His Word, if you hear and understand God's will, Jesus says, if you're able to hear what the Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, says to the churches in these remarkable truths that we find in Revelation. And this is the message, that if we have ears, we can hear. If we are regenerated, if we are able to discern the will, the Word of God, we hear that we must overcome, because the man who overcomes will live forever, eating the fruit from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God, a reference to eternal life. If we overcome in battle, we live forever. Praise God. And we also find in verse 11, that Jesus here speaks too of overcoming. Praise the Lord. "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death." Praise the Lord. And so Jesus is addressing specific churches, and here the message is similar, slightly different though. Again, the encouragement, if you are able to hear God, hear what God's Spirit says, praise God, this great message given for all time to the churches of Jesus Christ, to you, a believer, a professing believer, overcome and you will not be hurt, injured by the second death. The second death is a reference to eternal damnation, not the cessation of life. Those who experience the second death do not cease to exist, but the second death is eternal damnation, being cast finally into this state of eternal death in the lake of fire, eternal torment, never-ending death, never-ending torment. And we find in Revelation 2 in verse 17, The Word of God says, he who has an ear, notice again the repetition, the Lord's repetition. We must learn this, that we really must be able to hear the Word of God. We must be able to hear God's communication to us through the Spirit. Again, Jesus says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat, and I will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it. And I believe the reference to the hidden manna is really a reference to spiritual life, if you will. That is, we eat food. Hear the reference back to the Old Testament is that Israel ate manna and received life, if you will, in the manna. They ate their food, the manna. They lived. And so it is that eternal life is given to us as we partake of it, as we receive it, as we believe the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hidden manna is ours to eat. And this hidden manna refers probably to the truth that it is believers in Jesus Christ alone, spiritual sons of God, who know the secret of the Lord, the secret identity of God, the secret blessing of God that becomes theirs because of regeneration. And so eternal life again is given to those who eat the hidden manna. And I will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it. I believe this speaks of the honor and the blessing, the glory that God bestows upon those who do finally overcome. A white stone, a reference perhaps to the glory of God, which is given as a token, if you will, the glorious eternal life, the love of God, given as a token represented in the white stone. And on the stone, a new name written, the name of the believer who receives this token of love in glory that no one else can know. It's the Lord's secret blessed name of the believer. Remember that the Lord gave Peter a new name. And so it is that Peter received a new name from God. Here, believers receive a name from God, the love name, if you will, the calling of Jesus, of this person into glorified eternal life. And I wonder sometimes what my new name will be that only the Lord knows and that only I know. And it blesses my heart to think of the new name that my wife will have that only she will know. No one else will call her by that name except the Lord Jesus Christ. And so you can see the glory and the blessing and the love and the reward that is bestowed. Praise the Lord. This comes to those who overcome. And in Revelation chapter 2, in verse 26, the Word of God says, and he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. Verse 27 says, he shall rule them with a rod of iron. They shall be dashed to pieces like the potter's vessels. And the Bible's teaching is clear that Jesus Christ has all dominion. Jesus Christ is the ruler of all. And that Jesus Christ, as we see there reference to Psalm 2, is the God-man, the Messiah King, who rules in absolute power and justice and fully judges his enemies, breaking them in pieces like a clay potter's vessel would break into many pieces if it was dashed against a stone or fell on the floor. And so, interesting that the one who overcomes and keeps my works, in other words, obeys the word of God, in this sense, conquers and wins in spiritual battle, is obedient to God and walks in obedience in the good works which God has pre-appointed for him from the foundation of the world, will overcome to the end and so be blessed with some rule and authority over the nations, over the people. The King of Glory, the Lord Jesus Christ, rules over all peoples. He is the sovereign of all, particularly of the glorified of the church. And so it is that he will bestow the blessing of rule upon those who overcome as he overcame. Praise the Lord. And let's look at a verse 2 in Revelation in chapter 3, verse 21. Here, the Word of God says, "To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne." Notice again, the blessing, the reward of rule. The glorified will rule with Christ, as I also overcame. Praise God, Jesus has. He had the victory. He overcame the world, and he sat down with my Father on his throne. Isn't that a remarkable picture? Jesus came and gave his life, gave his blood for us to defeat the enemy of our souls, to give us eternal life, to save us. And he ascended to heaven and sat down at the right hand of God the Father, in that place of all authority and power, rule and dominion. And so he sat next to God his Father. God the Son sat next to God his Father. He is sitting there now. And so it is, he says, that to those who overcome, I will enable them, I will grant them the blessing of sitting with me on my throne. Praise the Lord. That is wonderful to me. That is glorious. What a great encouragement the Lord Jesus Christ gives us to overcome now in this temporary difficulty, this temporary warfare, that we may come into everlasting blessings and actually sit with him on his throne. Praise the Lord. We shall share in a rule as a reward from our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Also in Revelation chapter 12, we see an encouraging word. Revelation chapter 12. Let me turn there in my Bible. Turn there with me if you are able to. In verse 11, the Word of God says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death." Praise God. It says there in Revelation 12 about the glory that the believers in Christ have. They overcome the enemy, the evil one, Satan, here called the devil, the serpent of old, who has deceived the whole world. Michael and the angels of God fight with the dragon, the devil. They overcome him. Praise God. It says that the devil and his demons fight, but they do not prevail. They do not overcome in this fight with Michael and the angels, as war breaks out in heaven and the heavenly places. And so the devil is cast out of heaven. Praise God. There's found no place for them in the glory of heaven any longer. And so this serpent of old, the devil, Satan, the deceiver, is cast to the earth, and his angels are cast out with him. That speaks of the great victory of God over, he prevails over, has full conquest, total victory over the enemy. Now in this chapter, we see that the dragon comes to the earth to persecute the church. He comes to slay a child. We believe that this child represents the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus Christ, born of Mary. But God protects the child. God helps the child. The devil cannot overcome the child of God. Praise the Lord. That is, the Lord Jesus Christ, this child. And so God helps the child in his marvelous grace, and the child, the Son of Man, saves his people, those who believe in him, believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so believers overcome by the blood of the Lamb, a reference to the all-powerful blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, which removes our guilt, which by his merit makes us happy in Christ, which gives us eternal life, praise the Lord. And our faith is seen in the testimony of believers, praise God. The testimony is tied to faith in the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave us his blood. And so here the testimony is a reference to the word of testimony of the glory of the Lamb of God, the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, of the glory of his precious blood that was shed for believers. And so the word of the believer, the testimony, praise God, comes forth from a heart of pure faith, true faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and it evidences a holy life. Praise God. Our holy lives, our practically holy lives, we always lament that we have much, much sin yet. We are sinners, yet there is a fallen part of us. We lament the sin, but we are, by the grace of God, practically righteous, practically holy. We are repentant. We turn from sin. We fight it. We conquer it. We battle against it day by day, moment by moment as Christians. And so our practically holy lives are a great evidence and therefore a testimony to the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ and the mighty power of his blood. Well, my friends, I see that our time is gone for today, but I trust and hope and pray that you are encouraged, that you will stand faithfully and battle well. Remember, this battle is all about turning from sin. The fight is to not sin against your wonderful God, not to dishonor him, but to obey him. And so you battle and win the victory as you are obedient to the Lamb of God. And all who are finally obedient come, praise God, into the glorious presence of their wonderful Lord. They are saved from their rebellions, their hatred of God. They have received a new heart. They come home to God the Father and God the Son, God the Spirit, in eternal blessing and glorification. And so turn from sin and live for the Lord, and so overcome the world. Father in heaven, thank you for the word that you brought to us today. Once again, I pray that you'll bless your precious word to my listeners' hearts and enable them to overcome. Enable me to continue to overcome in your grace day by day. Enable your believers everywhere to overcome and then come home to glory. And we give you thanks and we give you praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. And so, my friends, until next Lord's Day morning, may the Lord bless you.